This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. For the last 25 years, British conductor Stephen Layton has been exploring choral music from the other side of the pond. He added composers like Morten Lauridsen and Eric Whitaker to programs with various groups, including the three choirs he conducts, the Choir of Trinity College, the Holst Singers, and Polyphony, which he founded in 1986. So he thought, why not bring all this music together on one recording? The result is American Polyphony.
I thought, well, you know, where did this all come from? Lauridsen, Whitaker, etc. And of course, it's very obvious where it all came from. It came from the composers on this disc, if you like, you know, the real grandfathers of American music writ large. But it just so happens that all of these guys also wrote some choral miniatures as well as the bigger scores in the case of Bernstein, Barber, Copland.
Two works by Randall Thompson bookend this recording. Stephen Layton says that ties things together nicely, given that Leonard Bernstein once studied with Thompson.
I knew of the Alleluia only because different choral friends had always said, oh, you know, the Randall Thompson Alleluia, everybody sings that, it's all old hat. And I was intrigued because it's certainly not done everywhere where I come from. I mean, although it may be sung many times by many different choirs, you know, it's not actually an easy piece to pull off. I mean, anything that's virtually wordless, I mean, you know, it's just got one word in it, is clearly a challenge. And also he ratchets the speed up towards the end, and that's something that I think has got to be quite carefully judged in a short miniature. And I thought, well, if there is this link with Bernstein studying with him, let's investigate. Then I found this extraordinary farewell, like a requiem text, really. And it made a profound impression on me when I played that on my piano and thought, yes, this is really quite something. And then that gave me the idea that this was the way to conclude this album.
In 1955, while he was already in the midst of writing the musical version of Voltaire's Candide, Leonard Bernstein was also composing French and Latin choruses as incidental music to the play The Lark. Stephen Layton says Bernstein's Missa Brevis, which is featured on American Polyphony, is an adaptation of those choruses.
But it's an interesting, eclectic piece scored for countertenor, chorus and various percussion instruments. I mean, you know, you need to bring in your bells and your drums and things into the choir to perform it. And ideally, you need a very good countertenor, or in this situation when we recorded it, I had two good countertenors and with different timbres, different sound qualities.
Choral works by Samuel Barber are nestled into American Polyphony, and Stephen Layton says no collection of American choral music would be complete without including this composer's best-known work.
It's a remarkable tour de force for a choir to sing. Barber's setting, when it's wordless virtually on the Agnus Dei with lots of long vowels, requires a lot of breath, a lot of colour, and a lot of support of the choral sound.
Stephen Layton and Polyphony, reaching across the pond in celebration of great American choral composers on American Polyphony. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.